The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, listeners. You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott on this beautiful Friday, September 12th, in downtown Reading, here at KCNR Radio. So, happy Friday. What a day. We made it. Listen, if you're listening right now, we made it through the week. We all made it through the week. It's going to be a good Friday. It's going to be a good weekend. And a lot to look forward to. It's Paisano Days tonight. That'll be a great program over in South City Park. Pat Karch, who is a employee here at KCNR Radio, is the big WAP, as he calls it, with the Paisano Days, the Sons of Italy and the Sons and Daughters of Italy, as he corrected me. So they're doing their Paisano Days, which is tonight and tomorrow. I feel like many of our listeners have been, but if you haven't, you need to go. It's over at beautiful South City Park, and South City Park's quite important. As many people know, it's been gated up, it's been fenced up, and that's not how a park should look. That's not how a park should be. So this is one of those few events over the year besides the Tiger Field baseball games with Rick Bassetti and the Colt 45s that it gets utilized and activated, and you see life and people coming together. And Sons of Italy are one of those organizations here, like the Lions Club, like Asphalt Cowboys, that volunteer and put a lot of time to make something unique and special and make the city of Reading a unique area to live. So tonight at Paisano Days, you can expect the largest plate of spaghetti, a meat sauce, or a pesto sauce. I heard 32 teams are registered for the bocce ball tournament, and it's great bocce ball courts that they have. But for our listeners, I also want to introduce that we have David here as our sound engineer. David?
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Good morning. There's that. There. I feel pumped now with that.
Yeah, and today is National
Hot Dog Day.
National Video Game Day.
Whoa, that's cool.
And also National Day of Encouragement.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, you can, Blake.
David, you can accomplish anything you put your mind to it.
Blake, encouragement is free. It never costs anything to say a few words. Inspire people out there today. Go out and inspire people. Viva Reading!
Listen to this one. Ooh, you don't know if that's a beer or not,
Happy
listeners.
Friday.
Yeah. Crack one open, people. It's Friday. Okay. Well,
yerba mate.
I think the listeners can't tell. We don't have our pet of the week segment this morning, so we are passing.
And what about weather?
We're passing time. Well, if you look outside, it's sunny.
Yeah, there you go.
The sun's rising, and it's a beautiful morning. So today, it's sunny with a high near 89 degrees, a north wind 5 to 8 miles per hour, becoming calm in the afternoon. Actually, we want to talk about the weather. David, it's been a cool week for weather. It's been cloudy.
Awesome.
It's like the first remnants of fall are in the air.
Pacific Northwest vibe.
It hasn't been hot. Last night it drizzled. And I think this weather always brings out the most beautiful sunsets. Like the sky is full of clouds, and then it starts becoming this golden orange. And then Trix yogurt. You ever eat Trix yogurt?
No.
What?
Trix, like with an X?
Trix, like silly rabbit. Trix are for kids.
Oh, there's a yogurt?
Yeah, they had a yogurt for the longest time, and the flavors were dual cotton candy flavor. So is this cotton candy pink, cotton candy blue, and then you swirl them together. I love when the sky looks like that in the nighttime.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about? Cotton candy pink,
yeah.
Cotton candy blue. Callers, if you're listening, why don't you call on in and talk about the weather, what your favorite sunset is, because we don't have a guest until possibly 7:30 this morning. So, hey, 530-605-4567, why don't you give us a call? We'll talk about what your favorite thing of the week. It's been a tough week for the news. So this will be the positive hour. If you want to call on in and tell us what you're looking forward to this weekend, what your favorite ice cream flavor is, I think it's cool. We can interview the public. It's National Day of Encouragement. You can call, and you're going to be a great guest. What do you think? How do you like that idea, David?
I like that.
We'll just put the phone number. Just call on in. 530-605-4567. Be a guest on a radio show. And, wow, that phone caller, that phone's a... ringing off.
I think people are groggy.
Waking up.
Oh, that's not encouraging, is it?
Yeah, that's not. you can do it, people. Well, if you feel bored, call on in. So, David, what are you looking forward to this weekend?
Well, this weekend is Paisano Day.
I already said that.
And that's what I'm looking forward to.
Okay, cool.
And thank you for encouraging me in that.
Oh, yeah.
no, really. You know, I think... if you actually pay attention to bocce ball, mm-hmm. which Pat says that you should say bocce instead of, I thought it was.
And bocce, I always thought it was bocce too.
Yeah. If you actually like pay attention and you can actually get into that as a spectator, that's actually interesting. And they got the stands there. So I'm going to go watch some of the later tournaments and see who wins.
What time are you going?
Yeah, good question. Probably, I think it goes until later. So I think probably I'm going to be over there at 8:15 or so.
Maybe we'll look up, here's a good idea. Why don't we look up the flyer?
Good idea, yeah.
So, Paisano Days, I remember. David, did you grow up here in Reading?
No, I've been here for 14 years.
Well, that makes you a local. 14 years?
Yeah.
Where'd you grow up?
Indiana.
Whoa.
Hoosier.
I haven't been to Indiana before.
That's cool. It's just cornfields, you know, and then you get little towns in there in the cornfields.
You're part of the true America.
Yeah. Or some people say, like, the children of the corn.
Oh. I was thinking you're just like that you have that Midwestern vibe about you.
It's true.
Is it true that Midwestern people are some of the nicest people?
It's true. You know, and... It's not like the fake nice, like the South. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Do we have any Southerners listening right now?
I'm kidding.
This is a day of encouragement. Uh-oh.
We have a caller.
Let's see who it is. We have a caller.
Oh, I would encourage them to call back. Oh,
they're right, calling back. Put them on.
Yeah, let's get you on the air.
Sweet.
What's your name?
Listeners, we have a caller.
Ash is calling.
One moment. Okay. Hey, good morning. Are you there?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm here.
What? So, who's calling this morning?
Oh, I'm Dash. Why is that so funny? Are you laughing at my name?
Sorry. I'm used to talking to people named Run.
Run? No. I'm much shorter distances, but much quicker.
Dash, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Are you a congressman?
I am not a congressman.
That's
no,
okay.
No, I don't do anything important, but I do live in Washington, D.C., and I lived in Reading for many years.
Well, really? Well, Dash, it must be weird to say to a listener, it's nice to hear your voice.
Oh, well, thank you. It's great to hear your voice. It's always an honor to someone... to talk to someone who compares the sunset to a Trix cotton candy flavored yogurt. That's it's just such poetry to hear in the morning, you know.
I think so. It's a slow morning over here. You're 3 hours ahead over in Washington, D.C. Okay, for listeners, since they're probably wondering, where's this phone call going? Dash Waterbury. Dash is one of my nearest, dearest friends. We worked at Shasta College Theater together in a couple of programs. I got to be one of his groomsmen in his wedding. That was awesome. And Dash, how are you? What's going on in D.C.? Tell me your thoughts
great.
This morning.
Well, you know, D.C. is beautiful. It's turning to fall here, slowly but surely. Weather's starting to cool down, but I've got the North State on my mind because this is my favorite time of year in Reading, and I miss seeing the slow change of the season up there.
That you, I think one of, when you were living here, you said this is your favorite time. There's a certain smell that Redding gets during this time.
Yeah, that's right. It's just the air changes and the light changes, and it's just, you can notice it happening. It's really cool.
Dash, when you were here, what were some of the things, since we don't have a guest this morning, so I'm glad you called, what were some of the things that you were involved in when you were here living in Redding?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, the things I can talk about on air. I was involved a lot in the theater scene and out at Shasta College doing the musical, and that's where you and I met, doing Guys and Dolls. You were Sky Masterson. I was Nathan Detroit, so that was really fun. But I used to go out to Whiskeytown every time I could, go hiking. That was my thing.
And you're over in D.C. now with your partner, and you guys are getting ready. You've been working on opera. You're working on big theater scene with you and your partner.
Yeah. She and I are both opera singers, and I also teach high school choir out here. And so, yeah, we're involved in music of all kinds.
What's kind of the state, Dash? We're keeping the show light today, but it has been a tough week. What's kind of been the state of affairs in Washington, D.C. this week with kind of so much craziness in the news?
Well, man, you know, there's craziness in the news constantly, and I think D.C. residents are used to just keeping their heads down and pushing forward. It's a very positive city and a very beautiful place to visit. I think that anybody should come out here. It's safe. It's beautiful. It's a lovely place to be any time of year, no matter what's going on. So it's a great community to be a part of on a rough week like this.
And then for our listeners, so Dash Waterbury, his mom was Dr. Elizabeth Waterbury over at Shasta College. She was the director of the music department for how many years, Dash, you think?
25 years. She was conducting the choirs at Shasta College.
She retired recently and moved across the state, moved across the country to go to Washington, D.C. So I don't know if any listeners got to ever work with Dr. Waterbury, but she was quite influential. How is your mom doing?
She's doing great, and she did. They moved out here. My parents moved out to D.C. and moved out to be near me and make music out here because a big music scene here, lots of music. So, but we still miss Redding, and we still talk about you all the time, all our friends out there.
Thank you, Dash. I love and miss you. I wish you were coming to Paisano Days tonight. We would have had a boat.
Well, okay,
team.
So that's why I called.
Oh.
Because I figured you could use someone to weigh in on the pronunciation of whether it's bocce ball or bocce ball, or, and I thought you might like to hear from someone who knows the real Italiano.
We. Oui. Oh, wait.
Okay.
Si.
So my entire, you know, Italian opera singing family would call it bocce ball because that's what we say here in America. But if you really want to hear the Italian pronunciation, it would be, drum roll please, bocce. Bocce ball.
Ooh.
Ballo di bocce.
That's much sexier sounding.
There you go. So now you have something to take forward with you into your day.
What'd you think of that, David?
Yes, you can say that on the radio.
Oh. Bocce or sexe?
Both.
All right. Well, hey, we surpassed our break. Dash Waterbury, thanks for calling in and listening to KCNR all the way across the country.
Yeah, you guys are doing great. Take care. Have a good day, North State.
Thanks, Dash. Bye. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Get the motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets for our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party.
For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome back to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. It is Friday, September 12th. I'm here with David, our wonderful sound engineer. Good morning.
Woo! Happy Friday!
David, that was quite the first segment of the morning, wasn't it?
Amazing, Blake. It's encouragement day, and so I just want to tell you how great you're doing.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, David. You do great. I'm better because of you. So thank you. So, dead air. That was Dash Waterbury that called on in, great friend of mine. But we have our first official guest of the morning, and then at the 8 o'clock hour, it's Patrick Gorman. So today I'm joined with Araceli Gutierrez. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Good morning, Blake. How are you?
Araceli, it's so great to see you.
You too.
Thank you so much for coming here on the Carl and Linda Bott Show.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
So, Araceli, I brought you here because you are you're a community leader. You're an event planner. You do so much good for many people, not only here in Shasta County, but throughout the North State. And we're about to kick off Hispanic Heritage Month starting September 14th. So,
yes.
Araceli, tell me about Hispanic Heritage Month and some of the programs that you're going to be working on.
So this is our third year hosting Hispanic Heritage in Shasta County. We started out in Tehama County, and we just wanted to build something cultural and something for the families, community. It's a no drugs, no alcohol, no vaping, drug-free event, and just, you know, show this, our, you know, our art, our music, our culture to the community and just share it with everybody in safe spaces.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. What's your role? What do you typically do for, because it's beyond event planning. So Tell me a little about yourself, Araceli.
So I actually started my business and marketing in 2015, September 2015. So this month is my 10-year anniversary. And I started in Tehama County and just helping women get to the next level or whatever goal they needed in their business. And during COVID, I started expanding my consulting services. My background is like administration, QuickBooks, and all that stuff. And I started my consulting business in 2019 with some organizations out of Chico, Butte County, and they needed somebody to translate to be able to help minority businesses apply for the COVID funding or, you know, whatever it was. When that started happening, there was another gap, and I like to call them gaps because some Hispanic businesses, yes, they serve great food. They know how to do the business and customer service, but administration, they didn't go to school and be able to do the admin work. So what they did is they aligned me with some businesses to help keep track of their accounting, right, and being able to make sure that they qualified for these programs. They did qualify, but it was just the financial statements that they didn't know, like, how to put together or didn't know how to keep track of it. So that's where my consulting services started. And here we are 10 years later, you know. Also, right after COVID, I met with one of the city officials, J.R. Gonzalez, and he said, like, hey, let's bring something good to the community. You know, let's bring people together. And that's when we started Hispanic Heritage. So I have my own marketing consulting business now celebrating 10 years. I started doing events in, you know, 4 years ago, three different counties. Butte wants it too, but we need to find the right people to be able to make it happen, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what I do. I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm a sister, and I'm a grandma. So
you recently came to the IOOF Hall and hosted greeters.
Yes.
That was a wonderful experience, and you brought a lot of partners. Tell me about the partners, because they were doing a lot of good for the Hispanic community as well.
Absolutely. When you do marketing consulting, you create your campaign for your clients, but you have to work with people that are willing to help your clients succeed, trusted people. So, you know, I work with Telemundo, Joe Bull, and then also Laser Media. There's a lot of radios and not a lot of other people we can work with, but they have to deliver. They have to deliver and work with your clients and be able to make that connection, right? And so far, in the last couple years, I've been successful working with these partners. And my clients love them, you know, and you help build, bridge those gaps. Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm glad that I was able to meet Gerardo, and I'm glad to be working with Joe Bull, and it helps our community, small businesses grow.
You are so well connected to the Mexican American businesses that are here in Shasta County and Tehama County. Can you talk about some of the businesses that we're going to see on Sunday for Hispanic Heritage Day?
Absolutely. So we're going to have Nila Bakes. We are going to have Pasta Pronto. And then we have Panaderia Reyes. They are the most requested bakery in the North State. So they have, like, just different kinds of pan dulce, and it's the sweet bread, right? But it's traditional.
I've never had that before.
Oh, really? Okay, so they're going to be here, and they're excited to come. Let's see. We do have El Coco Loco. El Coco Loco is very popular in Tehama County. They're at the farmer's market. They're at the Little League softball. And they're everywhere. And Pasta Pronto and El Coco Loco, they have their traditional recipes, and I think that's why they're requested more, right? Mm-hmm. We have others as well. Junior's Mexican Meat Market from Shasta County will not be here this year. He's actually expanded. He's opening up his own restaurant in Bella Vista.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's what I love when I'm working with these businesses in the area. It's like, okay, we're going to help you get to the next step, to the next level. And sometimes it's just easy as, like, hey, I don't understand this paper. What does it say? It's a permit, or you got to go do this and that. And that's how I started building my reputation and business here in Shasta County.
Araceli, what drives you to be so connected and uplift the Mexican-American and Hispanic community?
I think that a lot of times it's just misinformation. Right? It's a lot of misinformation. Like, they'll hear, you can't do that. Oh, it's going to be impossible. Well, no, yeah, if you connect with the right people and the experts and someone you can trust, we're going to get you there, right? And that's my passion. It's like, and breaking that barrier, because in our culture, you know, it's like you have to get a job where you're stable and take care of your family. Having and owning your own business, it's not something where you're going to get a lot of support. Whether you're an artist, whether you're a musician, that's not money. That's not a real job. Yeah, because it's paying you, right? And being able to see these businesses succeed and us, you know, back them up, right? And be able to market them and then bring people. They're like, wow, you know, yes, I can do it. You know, just like Jeff Mexican, Junior Mexican Meat Market in Taqueria, they started with a small store and then they expanded. And now his goal was having his own restaurant. He used to have his own, he used to work for restaurants before. And here we are, you know.
He's located over on Hilltop, isn't he?
Yes.
People, you have to go to it.
Yes.
It is one of the cutest stores. You go on in. It's a grocery store.
Yes.
It's a deli.
Yes.
Or I guess a butchery. What's
a butchery?
It's a butchery.
Carniceria. They call them carnicerias.
And at a restaurant. And you order some of the best food. They're grilling right in front of their business.
Yes.
Every single day.
Yes.
And when they come to events, they bring the whole setup. They're grilling fresh food right there.
Yes.
How did you guys meet?
He started following me on Facebook. A lot of people, I have three pages, right? And the reason I had to have three different pages, one's for marketing consulting, just like educating businesses, training, SBDC, any information that can help a business. That's my marketing consulting page. And then I have one for events and entertainment and community, right? And then I have my personal business page. So people will send me messages, hey, I want to work with you. Can you come visit my business? I want to see what you can do for me. And then so there's times where I'm like, hey, you know, if there's a business that's already closing, like I don't work magic, right? This is something that you should have planned before. And I think honesty and being realistic and just putting it on the table, whether they want to hear or not, you know, they still refer people to me, right? And I think that, you know, that's one of the things that I love. Like, they're going to be, I respect their business, they respect me, and then they refer people to me because I'm going to be honest with them, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not just going to take their money.
No, you don't. You get stuff done.
Yes.
Araceli, you're a whirlwind when I see you work, and when you say you're going to do something, it gets done.
Yeah.
And you do it efficient and fast, and you're reliable. And I'm so glad that you're someone that represents the business community and someone that recognizes culture and heritage and shares it. And I can't wait to talk more about that after our break. We'll be back. You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
That time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Fall fun is brewing in Reading. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome back to KCNR Radio at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm here with Araceli. This morning is flying by fast, and it's September 12th. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott, and thanks for tuning in this week. Araceli, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, you're a radio. You've done radio before for many years. How's it feel to be back on a radio show?
It feels good because it's a new radio, right? Mm-hmm. You know, so when you go into a new radio, it's like, you know, like, oh, love it. Nice, you know. But yes, I did it for throughout COVID for years in Stereo Salvaje. And I had my own, like, my own show where I would bring businesses, organizations like you do, and just learn and help bridge those gaps, right? Because some businesses don't have, you know, the budget to market, but being able to come and give and educate the people of what they do or what services or product they have on my show was able to help connect them with the audience in that way, new customers.
What are some radio stations that you'd recommend if people were interested in learning more about the current Hispanic radio station?
Recommend Laser Media. They cover from Shasta, Lassen, all the way to Willows. And it has a little bit of reach in Colusa. I was in Chico the other day and on Wednesday, and it reached up to Chico. So I even went on my Snap and was like, oh, look, because I'm never in Chico, but I'm like, oh, look, it actually reaches Chico. So you'll be able to cover, you know, that main highway, the freeway, I-5. So for the travelers, there you go.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
So September 14th through October 14th, Hispanic Heritage Month.
Yes.
What does Hispanic Heritage Month mean to you, and what are some of the programs that you get to oversee?
Hispanic Heritage for me just meaning, you know, keeping our cultural tradition alive, being able to respect other cultures and be able to learn, because I don't know everybody, you know, like Honduras, Guatemalans, and everybody. I don't know. And being able to bring them and invite them and it feel like, oh, hey, here's a safe space for you, you know, join us. It just helps our community get stronger. Mm-hmm. Right. But Hispanic Heritage does run from September 15th through October 15th. Mm-hmm. And we do events in Shasta, Tehama, and Glen counties. And then this year's theme, because every year there's a theme, it's called Honoring the Past, Inspiring the Future. And pretty much is like Hispanic Heritage. We do our cultural contributions throughout the month, our traditions, achievements, positive influence, right, for the younger youth as well. Mm-hmm. Some of the youth are like, even, and I can even say this for my kids, I don't want to speak Spanish. It's like, you have to. This is our culture, you know, and they'll speak it when they have to speak to the grandparents, you know, but it's one of those things where, like, I feel like it's falling, like it's falling, like, off the,
importance,
yes, you know, and be able to bring them, right? Cause I make my kids volunteer. They hated it, but they're like, why do I have to go? I'm like, cause you have to learn and you have to educate yourself, and you just need to feel it. Sometimes it's just being there and feeling it, right? And then just, pretty much just, you know, enjoy family and music.
What's Sunday looking like? So people can actually join us this Sunday for the Shasta County Hispanic Heritage Festival at 1470 Market Street.
Yes.
Sunday, September 14th, Whistle Stop Park from 12 p.m., 12:30?
12:30 to 5:30.
To 5:30.
Yes.
What's it look like for us?
So we have the live DJ from 12:30 to 5:30, and then we have a mariachi band from 12:30 to 1:30. Mm-hmm. We also have free balloon art for kids. Kids love balloons, right? So we have this young lady coming from Corning, and she does designs like the animal balloons, and she has the swords, and she has, like, Spider-Man balloons for the kids, and that's all free. And then we also have art. I think that right now, well, from what I've research, yeah, you know, we have art, right? And that is therapy. That is something that can help with mental health, anxiety. So we have, we're working with Mari Torres and helping us make it happen. And we're going to have the kids. We're going to have tables. We're going to have all the supplies. It's free, right? We're going to have the canvases, and people can do free art. Whatever they wish and feel to draw or paint, it's going to be available to them.
What is important about this year's Hispanic Heritage Festival compared to different years?
I think that what's different, and I believe, I feel that we need something where people can come and feel safe and be able to, you know, have whatever they're going through, is know that we're going to create a safe space. We are having more booths with kids' activities and more family, more calm.
Beautiful. Balloon animals, crafts, art projects.
Yes.
And a mariachi band. What's the name of the mariachi band?
You know what? I don't know it off the top of my head. It is from Woodland, but it's a youth band, mariachi band.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So we wanted to, you know, we only have one mariachi band here in Dorado Chico, and you have to book them over a year in advance. Mm-hmm. So obviously I don't start planning this till like into March, but when I called them, they weren't available.
Oh my goodness.
So I said, oh, you know what? Let me see who else I can get. And I was looking at different, mariachi bands. And then my friend connected me with this youth group, and they're like, hey, they're out of Woodland. Can you give them a chance? And they take donations, right? Right. So I'm just like, perfect. Then I ask, are they available all 3 dates? They're like, yeah, perfect. Bring them.
That's sweet.
Yes.
They're doing a tour of the North State.
Yes, they're excited.
So Sunday, September 14th is Shasta County's Hispanic Heritage Festival. What's the next ones across the North
State? The next one is in Glenn County at the Library Park Plaza from 1 to 5, mm-hmm. Sunday, the 28th of September. Then October 4th, it'll be in Rubla from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. On that one, we went ahead and switched it to a Saturday. It's always on a Sunday. We like to invite families after they go to church, you know, after they go to service. This year, most of the volunteers were like, we need it on a Saturday. And we respect that, right? Because without them, then we couldn't make it happen.
Araceli, what's kind of the here's what I learned at the Chamber of Commerce is how large the Hispanic community here is in the North State.
How large
is it, really, that I don't think we realize? Because you said it's one of the largest business communities that's growing.
Yes, it is. And, you know, everybody goes off research, right? The census. Not everybody is on the census. You know, when we celebrate our first Hispanic heritage, everybody's like, oh my gosh, I didn't know we had this big community. Yeah, these are just some. It's not all. You know, you go to MacArthur, you go to Happy Valley, Cottonwood, you know, Anderson. And I think it's just being able to connect with them and reach out to them so that they can know, like, oh, our community is accepting of us because of things that are going on. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, we know who we are. We're not going to, I'm not, as for me as a leader, I cannot put people in a situation where they're going to get harmed or something bad's going to happen, mm-hmm. right? And I think that people are like, because I was new to Reading, and, you know, when I met you, it was like 3 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. So you didn't know me. I was from Tehama County, Glen, Butte, and that's where most of my work was done. But, you know, I am Catholic, so I am a member of the church. And then when I go to Red Bluff, so they didn't see me in Shasta County. But then, you know, throughout COVID, I volunteered. And then one of the father was like, oh, yeah, she's good. Like, she's okay. And then people are like, oh, okay. You know, like, yeah, okay. The father's approved. And that's one of the things in our culture, right? You know, the authority has to approve. Mm-hmm. It's like having the father's blessing is a blessing. So
I am so glad that I got to meet you. And I'm so glad that you brought a passion to do something in Shasta County, because I think it was the first Hispanic Heritage Festival that we did here in downtown Reading. And I know that there were others that happened in Anderson River Park. And,
yes.
But this was kind of a rethinking of it. And you and Benny do wonderful work.
Thank you.
And what's kind of the – I'd love to hear this, since you travel to each county. How does each county celebrate, and what are ways that we can improve to close the gap and create more of a connected community?
People want the car shows, and it's like I'm not connected with them. So next year I hope I have, like, free old, like, cars, right? They want the car shows. The men want that. Mm-hmm. they wanted a mariachi band, too, and here we are this year. So every event we ask, we do surveys. How'd you hear about it? Where are you from? How many in your family? And what would you like to see next year? And people will come because you're giving them what they want. You're mm-hmm. meeting them at the level. You're giving them what they want. And then you just go back to your sponsors like, hey, this is what we're having. You know, we've been very lucky to be able to partner with all our sponsors, right? Especially Shasta College, Wind River, Pasta Pronto, Jiris Mexican. Even though they don't come, like, and have a booth, they're supporting our community, mm-hmm. right? And then so our community will support them because they see their brand on the flyers. They hear it on the radio. They see it on TV. So, but I think that's what keeps these traditions going, right? And every community is different. You know, Orlin is more like art and sports, right? And they're like, hey, we want to fundraise. Okay, well, bring the kids and have them fundraise. Yeah, they can sell their snacks or they can do something, right? Every community is different.
Mm. Well, Araceli, we're going to take our last break of the top of the hour. I don't know if it's our last break. But we are going to take a break. We'll be back at KCNR Radio 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We'll be back with Araceli.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Kick the season off right and join us Mondays through December 29th for our Monday Night Football in Overtime, where you can enjoy delicious stadium snacks and buckets of beer while you watch your favorite football team on the big screen. Check-ins start at 4 p.m. Don't forget to play your favorite slot machine to earn a t-shirt and a shot glass. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Back to school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome back to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. I've been here with Araceli Gutierrez. I hope I'm saying your name right, Araceli.
You are.
Okay, good. Bien. Araceli, I'm so excited for this next month, and what's kind of you've been talking about creating a safe space, and you've been talking about creating kind of more of a serene experience. But with the political turmoil and what's kind of going on, what is the lay of the land? What are people feeling, and what's the general consensus, and how do we bridge this communication?
I think it's just, it all comes down to human kindness, respect, and education. We have to listen to each other, right? And leave the hate behind. Like, it's 2025. We don't have time for that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you don't see something on Facebook, you don't have to comment. If it doesn't align with you, let it go. Mm-hmm. Right? There's no need to cause or stir up or, join the circus. Don't. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows who you are, like deep down inside who you are. Is that where you want people to see? Mm-hmm. Like, is that what you want your children to see? Because, it's one of those things on social media. You put it out there and then there's good and bad, right? But that's what social media is. If you don't engage in it, then it's not going to affect you, right? And when you engage in things like that, it's going to affect your work, your home, right? It's going to affect your friendships. Is it worth it? Is that who you are? Is that what you stand for? Like, we need to do better, right? And being able to share our culture and our community and just educating people and just showing them who we really are, or, cause some people feel offended. Some people are like, it's affected them emotionally. It's just, like I said, that's why we're having art. We want people to come and heal, and that's that type of therapy, right? Mm-hmm. And, I think overall in all three counties, everything's going to be good. It's going to be okay. I work well. I work good with the churches, so the families feel safe coming out, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a saying in Spanish. It's like, lo que es bueno y bonito, Dios bendice. What's good and then what's like beautiful, God's always gonna bless. We're not out here trying to just do a disruption or do, something crazy. We're just sharing our culture and our tradition and educating people of who we are as humans.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Well said. And if you're interested on what's going on Sunday,
yeah,
show up.
Yeah.
Come on out. It's and I think this is so fun this weekend. I know you're busy. You've got so many things, but we're talking about at the top of the hour. This weekend, you can look forward to 2 days of Italian American heritage. Oh, okay. You know, sons of Italy, sons of daughters of Italy are going to be doing Paisano Days here at South City Park. Okay. So you've got bocce ball, pasta, cannolis. That'll be Friday and Saturday, and then on Sunday, Hispanic heritage.
Okay.
And I think it's exciting that we're showing off these cultures. Yeah. And being proud of our different cultural heritage here.
100%. Yeah.
And what's Araceli, we have a few minutes left. A few years ago, you were recognized as Tehama Woman of the Year, right?
Yes, Tehama County Woman of the Year by Assemblyman James Gallagher, 2024.
What did that mean to you?
You know, I didn't know what level it was. Like, I knew I was going to get recognition, but then, like, they gave me a plaque. And on that plaque, there's a record number, right? Mm-hmm. So if you go to the state capitol, you search this record number, then you're going to see who I am, what I do, and how I help the community. And until I, you know, and I'm going to be honest, I took it home and I set it on the table. My husband's like, where are we going to put this? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. You know, he's all like, hey, we got to put it somewhere. And I'm just like, let me read it. It literally had everything of like how my radio station, how I help bridge gaps, the Hispanic heritage, and even my volunteer work for when I did volunteer to Empower Tehama. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, yeah, they really know what I did. But because it's passion and that I feel like it's work, I don't give myself credit or, you know, we don't, yeah, like I didn't see it until it was on that plaque, right? Mm-hmm. We're like, wow, I've done all this.
This
amazing.
That's why I love working with you. This isn't, you don't do this to get your name out there. Yeah. You're not doing this to be mm-hmm. the well-known person.
Yeah.
You're doing this because you love your community.
Yes.
You love people learning about your community and your heritage.
Yes.
And, I truly mean it. You uplift every single person that you work with and you get it done.
Yes. And you know, when I started my business, I said my logo was like motivate, uplift, inspire, and empower. And until today, like that's what I live up to. Motivate, uplift, inspire, and empower. Whatever area in your life you are, that is what builds people stronger in a stronger community. Mm-hmm.
Araceli, I think it would be good for us. Who are the volunteers on Hispanic Heritage Festival on Sunday, and who are some of the sponsors?
Okay, so our sponsors is Luna's Body Care and Wellness. We have Pasta Pronto. We have Wind River. We have, El Coco Loco. And then we have, oh, my goodness.
That's okay. Keep going.
Hopefully, Junior's Mexican Meat Market. I don't have the list in front of me, but just off the top of my head. Apologize if I forgot somebody.
Okay. And I'm passing you something that's happening this weekend at the Cascade Theater.
El Canto.
So this Saturday, the Cascade Theater is actually doing a sing-along of Encanto, the musical that Disney produced. What are your thoughts on that? It's just a nice way to kick off Hispanic
Heritage. I love it. Somebody shared the flyer with me, and I started sharing it. And they're, you know, when I got the flyer, people are like, where's the Cascade Theater, right? And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I guess I have to promote that more because people don't even know what it is.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
There's people who live in Reading who haven't been in the Cascade Theater.
Yeah.
And this has been open for 20 years after being shut down. And they do such beautiful programs, live music, live theater, and also the sing-along movie that's open to all of your families.
This is awesome. I love it. Yeah, but I'm just like, what do you mean you don't know what it is, you know? And it just shows you that, too, that even though you've been here 10 or 15, 20 years, if you don't put yourself out there, people are going to forget about you.
Mm-hmm.
So put yourself out there.
Yeah. Come on out and support. Support and look. Treat your community like a tourist. Go explore.
Yeah. Yes.
What else is going on this weekend? It looks like this weekend we've got Boca at the Riverfront Theater. Have you ever been to that theater, Araceli?
No, I have not.
That one's pretty cool. That's over on California Street. Rhonda, you probably know Rhonda. And if not, we need to introduce you. Rhonda Alvey's the editor-in-chief of Enjoy Magazine.
Oh, okay.
And I would love to get you guys connected because
yeah.
I bet you have a lot of wonderful stories that can featured in here. So we'll do that after this. And then
sure.
Axiom Repertory Theater opens up once the musical tonight. At Old City Hall, Shasta County. So here's what I'm tired of hearing. That there's nothing going on.
Oh my goodness.
That there's nothing to do. Well, there's plenty to do. Grab your nearest Enjoy magazine. Yes. Open it up. You're going to find a lot going on. Go on Facebook events. Go on Eventbrite. Look up what's going on because there's so much to do and so little time.
Yes.
And, yeah.
And if you're having an event, reach out. Every radio station has a community calendar. Put your event on the community calendar. You know, North State Parent Magazine, you know, there's another one. Put your flyer in the library. Connect with your schools. Mm-hmm. You know, get your events out there.
Adeseli, I love your work. I think you're quite fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you for driving up to Shasta County
Absolutely.
Today for the radio show.
Thank
I'll
you
see you on
me.
Sunday for Hispanic
yes.
Heritage Festival. And we're going to be at the 8 o'clock hour news. You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We'll be back with Patrick and Sarah Gorman for the Gorman Attorney Hour. Thanks for listening.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Investigators say they have their man. Utah Governor Spencer Cox announcing the arrest of a 22-year-old Utah man. He allegedly fired the shots that killed Charlie Kirk.
We got him. On the evening of September 11th, a family member of Tyler Robinson reached out to a family friend who contacted the Washington County Sheriff's Office with information that Robinson had confessed to them or implied that he had committed the incident.
Cox says it was a political assassination. FBI Director Cash Patel says a quick arrest proves something.
This is what happens when you let good cops be cops. The FBI and our partners are proud to stand here today together to bring justice to the family of Charlie Kirk and honor his memory. I want to express my deep gratitude to President Trump, the Vice President, and the entire White House who have been so incredibly supportive with both resources and just personally to the FBI as a team. They had our backs the entire way, and I just want to express my gratitude for giving us the resources we need to operate in this space to bring this sort of justice at this sort of speed.
A source says the suspect's father saw surveillance photos and, working with a pastor, encouraged the suspect's surrender. Earlier, Vice President Vance accompanied Charlie Kirk's casket to his home state of Arizona aboard Air Force Two.
The vice president honored his close friend and political ally with a final flight aboard his military aircraft. Vance and his wife flew with Kirk's widow, Erica, from Salt Lake City to Phoenix. Earlier, the vice president helped carry Kirk's casket with a group of uniformed service members as it was loaded onto the plane.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, Governor Cox says it's believed Robinson acted alone. He calls the assassination an attack on the American experiment, and he pleads with a new generation, choose a different path. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Mike Gallagher, host of the Mike Gallagher Show here. Everything's getting more expensive these days. Groceries to gas, healthcare. If you're feeling that squeeze, you're not alone. Listen, your biggest asset might just be the answer, your home. That's why I strongly recommend my good friends at Fellowship Home Loans. Mike and Brian and the team have helped so many families, especially in times like these, tap into their home's equity to keep their head above water. Whether it's covering rising medical costs, helping out a loved one, or just breathing room in your monthly budget, they can help. You see, you're not giving up. You're just getting smart. Because at the end of the day, it's about protecting your family and your future. Make sure you ask how you can skip two mortgage payments when you refinance. Two. Going into the fall and the holidays, that could really be helpful, right? Just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. It's Fellowship Home Loans. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
An uneasy quiet prevails amid an ongoing political upheaval in Nepal.
Another night of calm as residents largely abide by a strict curfew imposed by Nepal's army. Law and order seems to be holding for now, but the country is still without an interim leader. Early reports suggested the Chief Justice of Nepal's Supreme Court could assume the position of interim leader, but there was a lack of a clear agreement among those at the negotiating table. As the country waits for news about its future, citizens have taken it upon themselves to begin clearing the debris from the protests earlier in the week.
The BBC's Samira Hussein. A panel of Brazilian Supreme Court justices has sentenced former President Jair Bolsonaro to 27 years, 3 months in prison after convicting him of attempting a coup to remain in office despite a 2022 electoral defeat. News and analysis, townhall.com. The FTC launching an investigation into AI chatbots acting as companions and their impact on kids.
The Federal Trade Commission has launched an inquiry into several social media and artificial intelligence companies about the potential harms to children and teenagers who use their AI chatbots as companions. It sent letters to Google Parent Alphabet Incorporated, Facebook and Instagram Parent Meta Platforms Incorporated, OpenAI and XAI. The FTC says it wants to understand what steps, if any, companies have taken to evaluate the safety of their chatbots when acting as companions and to limit the products used by and potential negative effects on children and teens. Keith Peters, Washington.
Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 158 points from the Nasdaq Composite Index, trading about 90 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome back to KCNR Radio, Carl and Linda Bott Show. Gosh, David, this intro always goes so long. My name is Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. I'm from Viva Downtown. For our listeners, I've been filling in since Tuesday this week, and it's been a fantastic week with some amazing guests and a lot of people who make the North State a better place, especially as we've learned so much turmoil and craziness during the week. But otherwise, we just had Araceli Gutierrez come on and talk about Hispanic Heritage Month, starting officially September 15th through October 15th. And we also have our Shasta County kickoff to Hispanic Heritage Month on Sunday, September 14th at 1470 Market Street, Whistle Stop Park from 1230 to 530. So that will be just a nice time. Family-friendly, free community event. Showing up, we'll have live music, arts and crafts, and local art. So I think that'll be great. Also this weekend, you can expect that Once the Musical at Axiom Repertory Theater is opening up tonight at Shasta County Arts Council, Old City Hall. Boca is on its second weekend. That's a fantastic show over at Riverfront Playhouse. Cascade Theater is doing Encanto, Sing Along the Musical, so nice family-oriented. And Paisano Days is starting tonight at South City Park. Pretty exciting. Next weekend, Reading Beer and Wine Festival, September 20th. Just a lot of events, but we have our Gorman Hour. You guys are here. I'm here with Patrick and Jill Gorman. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you guys again.
Absolutely. It's always fun, Blake.
Good to see you.
That was a lot of events, wasn't it?
I'm looking like Pisano Days. I see some bocce balls on there.
Have you ever been?
No, I've never
been. What?
You know, funny thing, I was raised to believe I was super Italian until I did that 23andMe thing my mom got us for Christmas 1 year, and I'm like 0.4% Italian.
Patrick, you look Irish as heck.
I'm extremely Irish, but my mother's maiden name was Mezzanotto, which has a lot of vowels and consonants, and so I'm like, oh, I'm super Italian, and I'm not Italian really at all.
Yeah. Well, darn it. Yeah. But tonight you could be an Italian.
I don't know. It's not in my DNA. I can't throw bocce's.
Paisano Days. So you both haven't been to this before?
No.
Okay. But you guys are lifelong residents here.
No. We moved up in 2014.
We're quarter life.
Quarter life. Okay. You've been here over 11 years now.
Yeah.
Well, let's time to go. Okay. So Paisano Days. This is really cool. This is done by the Sons and Daughters of Italy.
Okay.
One of the, community organization volunteer groups. They used to do this over at Anderson River Park, big event with their bocce ball courts. And then they moved it over here at South City Park, located by City Hall and the Reading Library.
Oh, okay.
Where the Colt 45s play.
Yep.
And so this is a 2-day festival that the group puts on. It's so fun. They're going to do a car show tomorrow. They have music. And basically, for a small, small price. Like this is, I think, under $10, you get the largest plate of pasta that you'll ever see.
Yeah, we're going. We're going, babe. That's...
And it's tonight, and they do outdoor seating. And it's beautiful because you see all the community members, the sun setting, and you're in this beautiful shaded park with delicious Italian food.
Can we go, honey?
Yeah.
Today. Jill, can he go?
Well, you don't have a mustache.
I have a fedora.
That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I could draw a mustache on or something.
Yeah.
Well, folks, you don't even have to dress up. Just go on out and support. So, Patrick, Jill, it's your guys' hour. What are we talking about this morning? What's important to the Gorman Hour today?
Sometimes Carl just throws everything at us, so it's something like that. I think the main thing that I've been trying to just kind of outreach to the community, you know, a couple of things, but one of the main things is just a lot of folks have been. You know, you go on Google to look for an attorney, and people, when you call an attorney or you're looking for an attorney, you're usually freaking out, right? I mean, people look for attorneys. The only good time you're looking for an attorney is if you win the Powerball and you're trying to find a way to hide, like, who you are when you claim the money, right?
Totally.
Outside of that, every time you call an attorney, it's a bad situation. So people are really just looking to, like, get that off their shoulders and have somebody else, you know, to handle that for them. And so you go online and, you know, Google search, and first couple things that come up are, like, pain and suffering compensation, or pain and suffering calculators, you know, those kinds of things. And, people put in their information. And then, what they don't know is that those companies then will sell their information to a bunch of, law firms down in LA that need to buy clients up here because they aren't able to compete down in LA.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of, it's been very aggressive. Google changed their algorithm with their Google search recently. So they've been able to really just dig in, and a lot of clients up here, a lot of injured workers up here are hiring those firms. And now what I'm starting to see is a lot of them are calling my office, and I'm sure other offices, looking to fire that attorney and hire a new one.
Like, they're desperate.
The case is already a disaster.
Whoa.
Because so what you're typically getting with these firms is a lot of times you're not dealing with a lawyer. Right. You're dealing with, you know, a bunch of army of paralegals and everything. And, it's just assembly line type setup as far as how you handle a case. And that's not how to ever handle a case. You can't assembly line somebody's case. Everybody's case is unique and specific. Their life is unique and specific. I mean, you have to understand who your client is and what they need to be their attorney. Then that doesn't happen. They just try to, you know, do this manufacturing line. And, it's just this quick in, quick out that, you know, if you're hiring an attorney that looks at doing things on a time cost benefit analysis, that's their business model. You're hiring the wrong attorney, right? Because we're fiduciaries. You can't really do that in law. But that's what they're getting. So, you know, you're looking to hire another attorney. And what they don't understand is that at some point, you know, the attorney's fees are capped, right? We're looking at, you know, a percentage of the entire at the end amount. Whether there's one attorney or five attorneys, that's still the same amount. You don't pay more for more attorneys, right? So you get an attorney that's got to come in, and they've got to spend three times more, you know, three times the amount of time fixing your case that's now messed up, if they can. And then at the end of the day, you know, you're splitting the fees and everything with the other firm, so you're fighting with that attorney over what they should or shouldn't get. And it takes time away from your current clients' cases.
And it makes the injured workers' case take way longer, awful. So they're suffering longer. It's bad.
So it's not a matter of, hey, don't hire a firm from out of the area. It's more of a, just
start local.
Call a couple of firms. I would put any local attorney from Chico to Wairika. I would put any of those attorneys against any of these firms in LA.
That's wonderful.
Because they're involved. They're actually attorneys, and they're actually involved.
And they know our area, and they know our businesses.
They know the doctors. They know the judges. Absolutely. They understand how to move your case and everything. But it's, why would you just, it's so important to your life. Not all attorneys are the same. Right, not all law firms are the same, and I think we believe that just like we believe all doctors are exactly the same, and there's a difference, and it's so important. Call more than one. Don't give your information to somebody online about your case and everything. Those calculators, nobody can tell you what your case is worth at the beginning of your case. Nobody can. Nobody at all. Anybody who says they can, they're guessing. These calculators are not a true calculator. They are a sales technique to get you, and they're selling you. They're selling you to an attorney that's not even up here.
This is the big issue right now.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. About half of the injured workers are being funneled into these, what I call mills. They're being funneled into these firms down in Southern California that have no presence up here. They have no intention of ever being up here. They don't, there's no accountability. If somebody burns you, you can't, the attorneys up here have roots up here. You're going to see them in the grocery store. You know, there's not a lot of bridges to burn up here.
But if you're marketing to the entire state and you're just, you know, down in L.A. and you're like the downtown L.A., you know, lawyer or whatever.
Lincoln,
you know,
lawyer.
Right. I mean, God, I'd take McConaughey over any of these guys, man. You pay him enough and at least he does a good job, right? So, no, I really just can't impress enough on people where this means so much to you. It's like going with the first investment advisor or going with the first stockbroker or the first brain surgeon. Like, you want to know who is going to be representing you and looking out for your interests. And I just can't get that word out enough. Unfortunately, a lot of people are just, they're desperate and they're scared and they wind up getting roped in, and that's how it's designed.
Well, goodness, you got me all fired up. here's, and to close that, you guys want to get stuff done. Y'all work fast, you get it done, and it's about actually closing the case, not dragging it out.
Getting them to treatment, too. I mean, it's like where you wind up on the other side of the case, there's never enough money in the case to not have to worry about money again, right? It's about transitioning you to where you're going after this injury, and you got to get as good as you can get. So it's not just rush through to the end of the case as quickly as possible. It's what can we get, you know, this person? Where are they headed? How much time do they need? Do they have a plan? They need to have a plan. They need to start making a plan, right? And it's just every case is so unique. Sometimes getting a quick resolution is the absolute right thing for a client. Sometimes not filing a case at all is the right thing for a client. Sometimes settling a case with no disability and staying at the job is the right thing. Sometimes getting some time to be able to figure out, like, okay, what's my plan B here? What licensing do I need? Or if I don't get any better, I can still work and provide, you know, for my family. Because ultimately, workers' comp, they drop you off after a couple of years of payments. You're just, it doesn't pay you forever. So there's just, it's very, very specific. And then up here, it's so unique because there are so few doctors. Who do you go to? What's the right doctor to go to? Who are the right specialists? Who's going to be prudent about whether or not you have a surgery, right? You know, you don't want to just go to any surgeon, because some surgeons will see a surgery and anybody who walks through their doors, right. And some will be more discerning and say, hey, I wouldn't have it if I were you, right? You want somebody who's going to give you information, really. But up here, somebody in LA is not a better attorney. I can assure you of that. There might be better attorneys than me in LA. There may be. But why would they be advertising up here?
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah.
Case closed. Hey, we'll be back. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to KCNR Radio. We'll be back with Patrick and Jill Gorman.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Are you ready for the ultimate slapdash? Slap Wars returns to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Join Heartbot Productions for this battle of the hang on Saturday, September 13th. Watch it all while these Slap Warriors face off to be the last Slapper Standing. Tickets for this thrilling competition start at $35. Must be 21 to attend. Tickets include $10 in free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Refresh your garden at Turtle Bay Garden Nursery's Fall Plant Sale on Saturday, October 4th. Save 20 to 30% on native and drought-tolerant plants, all propagated on-site and ready to thrive in our climate. Turtle Bay members get early access on Saturday, October 4th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. with the sale open to the public from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive at the west entrance of the gardens. Turtle Bay's Fall Plant Sale, Saturday, October 4th. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Hey, this is Carl Ananda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor, call 530-238-2383.
Gold Leaf Nursery Last Days of Summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes, palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Goldleaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Goldleaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dirch Road. Sale starts September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Goldleaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
You know what? It's welcome back. It's always hard to like start the show when there's good songs playing.
You just want to hear it through.
I just want to hear it through. Especially with you. This is such a good song for you because you're like, we're going to solve this game.
Billy Idol all day.
That's the song that plays when you walk in the courtroom. Yeah. And I'm saying, we're going to win.
You know, when I was a new attorney and I was actually less, I was even more intense. Everybody has, if you have good, any good attorney has had good mentors. And actually we see less of that now with the remote work, unfortunately, and not being able to sit in the courtroom as much. There's just not the mentorship, unfortunately. But, you know, back then they would tease me and they called me Stormin' Gorman. Right?
Like, so that's an awesome name.
Well, I thought so.
So in like the first Gulf War, they had Stormin' Norman Schwarzkopf, right? The general, he was a commander of the, you know, Iraqi, you know, contingent and everything, the whole force is there. And then Colin Powell was, you know, second to him. And, so Stormin' Norman. So this guy, one of my mentors, Sean, he was this old school, attorney. He was a JAG, officer in Cold War, East-West Berlin, right? And, so he was old school. He just called me Stormin' Gorman. And they would make fun of me. And so one time we were sitting in a meeting. I'm like, I'm just going to go, walk down to court. I'm going to take care of this really quick. And they just would always laugh because about 6 hours and 4 trips to court later, I'm sitting there flustered and they're like, Stormin' Gorman, is he going to go tell him what to do? But yeah, no, I've always been pretty intense, but, it's appropriate. It's measured. It's appropriate.
It's gotten better.
I think that. Well, Jill is perfect partner. This is your wife.
Oh, she's the opposite. She's
calm, serene,
observant.
They never call me Storm and Jill.
No.
They don't.
Never.
They look at her and say, "You're so blessed."
Like, yeah.
No, not you're so blessed. Like thank you for you, basically. Like I think it's kind of with sympathy they look at you sometimes.
Oh, right.
So I know your guys' son. Who's very chill as well. Like, mm-hmm. Anthony, when you're talking, he's like, I did the Navy. Yeah. I see where the genes came from Jill.
Well, they didn't, but he is really calm. All of our kids are actually pretty calm. They're just, maybe because they're like,
so, you know, when I was in the Army and I got out and, you know, had kids young and I used to do the drill sergeant night pay. I'm like, you're going to do this. And Anthony had the I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but he had me as a football coach for a while now.
Oh, cool.
Too. So, well, cool. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I hope so, Anthony. Yeah.
Poor Anthony.
Yeah. He turned out great. He's studying to be a lawyer as well.
Yes. He's doing great. He's always been smarter than me. He's doing excellent in law school too.
He works in Senator Dolly's office. He's awesome.
He is.
No, he's extremely bright.
You guys are both awesome. Last time I saw you on the show, we were celebrating an anniversary or so. I feel like that was the last time you guys were here. Yeah.
Oh, maybe we were
celebrating
Gorman.
It was either like Mother's Day or it was like anniversary. It was something because you had to get the yard done for Jill. You guys were working on yard work.
That was awesome of you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, the yard looks great.
Good.
The chickens are doing well. Good. Nobody has died in like 3 months. Awesome. But of the chickens.
Yeah.
Right?
Because I think I was building the coop. I think I was building the...
Yeah, it was something. You said I had to
the bunker for the chickens.
Yeah. But we did celebrate Gorman Law being here for 4 years.
4 years?
The other day we toasted. It was fun.
Congratulations.
They had this stuff, you know, they usually have like the sparkling apple cider for toasting. They had this other stuff where it was like a cranberry...
It was tea. It was like tea. Apple tea.
Wasn't it in like a bottle and you could like open it up?
Yeah, it was called, I think it was called toast, but it was spelled like some different, like.
I think it was still Martinelli.
Non-alcoholic options are becoming better and better and better.
Well, it's amazing. So when I drove through Fresno, years ago I drove through Fresno, I'm like, where did all of these vineyards come from? Right?
Yeah.
That whole, and it's like the use of alcohol is just tanking. It is dropping off so fast. And I'm like, that used to all be tomatoes and lettuce and corn and, you know, like consumable produce. And it's like, they all went for the cash crop. They came a little late. I think they're all going to have to rip those out because, there's not going to be any of the money in it. And, you're not going to compete with, you know, the higher end, you know, Napa Valley, you know, Sonoma Valley, you know, whatever type grapes. But yeah, no, I was just surprised. I'm like, God, how do we have an entire Central Valley just packed full of vineyards right now? Mm-hmm. It didn't make much sense.
Mm-mm. There's you know, Anselmo Vineyards is still growing, even though Anselmo's gone and the property sold, but they still have so many grapes still growing on the vineyard, which is crazy.
Yeah, and that's small. I mean, this was just as far as I could see, just vineyards instead of corn. And it was, I mean, this is like seven years ago, but it just blew me away. I hadn't driven through, you know, those areas in a long time. And like I said before, it was, you know, cornfields and tomatoes and lettuce and, you know, produce that people would consume. And then all of a sudden there's just tons of vineyards out there. And, you know, that's all going to get ripped out, I'm sure. Cause there's just, you know, I mean, you only need so many grapes if you're not making wine.
Yeah. Raisins. Just make it a raisin.
I don't like raisins. I think do people like raisins after the age of like 8? Is that
call in? 530-305-4567. We're gonna. That's the Gorman Raisin Hour. Otherwise, Patrick, Jill. So you guys, congratulations on 4 years. What is your attorney? What is your law specialty? Because I feel like there's so many. You know, there's a lawyer, but you specialize in something.
Yeah, and you do. There's just each area is so complex. We specialize in representing injured workers. So you have a work injury, and you know, ideally you go to the doc, you get some quick treatment, you go back to work, and everything's fine. That rarely happens nowadays, just because of all these systemic things that are in place, and unfortunately, the delay treatment, the delay care, and there's a lot of folks just instead of getting better when they could have, they wind up getting worse. So, you know, if there's a catastrophic injury, sometimes you have, you know, like, you know, really severe injuries. A lot of them up here, actually, because of the type of work that the majority of the labor force. So you have those, you'll have career ending injuries, but, you know, somehow, some way, like your work injury is kind of derailed your life. So you would call a workers' compensation attorney, to see what your options are, really. And, you know, with workers' comp, you know, no attorneys can charge for consultations or anything. And so, and they're supposed to give you, you know, information, you know, for yourself, not just hire you, right? Not everybody needs an attorney. So, yeah, so we represent them and we help them kind of, you know, through the process. There's this whole other area of workers' comp. The medical side is completely a parallel, separate process than private medical insurance or anything else. It's its own little world. And, it's a lot of rules, a lot of intricacies, a lot of procedures, whether or not a judge has jurisdiction or not. What is workers' compensation? What is not workers' compensation? So we focus on that area of law. We do other things. You know, sometimes interactive accommodation processes will come over and we can do that, but that's outside of workers' comp. Those are for like hourly, you know, on an hourly rate. But with workers' compensation itself, you know, the attorney's fees are statutorily, you know, mandated or not mandated, but, governed and judges have oversight. And it's kind of like a disability claim with Social Security. You know, they get a portion of what's at the end and the judge awards it. It's based on what they do.
I think sometimes people think, oh, this is a really bad situation, but I can't afford to hire an attorney because they don't realize it's kind of like a contingency, but it's capped. It's a much smaller percentage, than like if you were in a car accident, and you had like personal injury.
And it's also not taken. So like work with a car accident, every single dollar that's paid, the attorney's fees are valued against it. With workers' comp, you know, what's paid for medical, that's not, you know, there's no attorney's fees from that. So the attorney's fees are pretty low, in comparison to other areas of law, but there's also, you know, benefits. You know, there's no out of pocket cost for your attorney, things like that. But yeah, you can't afford an attorney because you don't have to pay them. And they should be taking cases where there's a reason for there to be an attorney. Otherwise, you know, a judge can say, hey, we don't think you should have done this, or we don't know why you did this, and you shouldn't get fees paid on that.
You both love research. You guys are always learning things and knowing kind of a little bit of everything. I got to ask, how is ChatGPT changing the game for law or business?
Yeah, I don't use AI. I have a real problem with that.
That's why I wanted to say, are people relying too much on ChatGPT as opposed to going to an actual attorney?
Hope not.
Oh, that's you mean scary. Like, oh God, that's terrifying. yeah, you mean like folks going online? Possibly. I think the industry as a whole is relying on automation way too much because, I mean, these are confidential, you know, files. These are our clients' confidential information and everything. And if I'm using AI,
it's not confidential anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and who's it benefiting? It's not benefiting them. Mm-hmm. It's lowering my costs, mm-hmm. right? I'm no longer loyal to my client. I'm putting my interests before their own, or theirs. So, but I do think you see a lot of that. I think a lot of people just in general will type in something and then whatever ChatGPT puts up there on their, you know, the first thing that comes back, and they don't read any articles or anything in depth, it just summarizes it. Rarely is that very accurate. Right? I mean,
right.
There's always more to it, right? I mean, unless why is water wet, right? I mean, aside from something that basic, right? If you're looking at something, I mean, the law is so fact specific, and I mean, yeah. That's what you learn in law school, right?
Is like, yeah, and another facts. Thing is, you know, just a regular person, like a non-attorney like me, I might not know the exact terms to use with ChatGPT, so I might type something in like, you know, what is this wrist injury worth? And just use the wrong language and get the wrong answer because AI is not going to know to ask, oh, by the way, is it, you know, your left or right? I don't know. It just, those kinds of things is pretty important.
That's a confirmation bias too, right? People look for something they want. Mm-hmm. They look for the information they want to hear, not the information
so
they
true.
Need to hear. Right?
So that's what I think. You started out this hour saying people are going after, you know, LA lawyers. And then there's the other fact of people just going on AI and Google. So mm-hmm. biggest thing. In person, local attorney.
Accountability.
Human being.
Yeah. I mean, you want accountability. Ultimately, this is your life.
I didn't think of it that way. Yeah. What's kind of your, biggest changes to California law right now that's like affecting workers that you're seeing this year?
The biggest problem we're seeing, well, I'm going to kind of be careful where I step here because it's, you know, just a lot of it's intuition. You know, I worked on the other side at a high level for a long time, but what we're seeing and what I think I'm seeing is there's a lot of liquidity issues on the other side. Insurance carriers, municipalities, a lot of them are having liquidity issues. I think it's all residual from COVID. Mm-hmm. They don't have cash issues. They have liquidity issues for future stuff. So a lot of their money's locked up in all of these claims that are pending that have been backlogged for years because everything froze during COVID. So the money's locked up. They can't touch it. And now borrowing money in a society where for 20 years, every major corporation was able to have access to capital basically for free. Now it costs money, right? It cuts into their margins. It's 4%. So I'm seeing a lot of things that are being delayed, denied, or put off, pushed off because of, I believe, because there are capital issues, liquidity issues, access to capital. And I think that, you know, you're seeing the administration, you know, the federal administration working to get interest rates lower. And that's probably why we haven't seen job cuts, mm-hmm. right? I think there's kind of a behind the scenes working like, hey, you don't cut jobs. We're working on the capital side of it. I that's kind of what's going on. So that's from a policy standpoint, this isn't statutory. This is, what people don't understand is you have to have a robust insolvent insurance marketplace in California for the workers' compensation system to exist. And otherwise, the state of California is not going to be able to pay all these bills, right? Just like you saw with like the FAIR Plan, right? And down in like Pacific Palisades, right? We need to have a robust insurance marketplace. So they're going to maybe not do as many audits or be less aggressive on audits on the state side because you have a system, and that system has to preserve, right? That system has to preserve over 100 people, or over 1,000 people, even 1,000,000 people are going to wind up not getting the same deal as people before and after them if the system's existence and solvency is at stake. And I think we're seeing things like that, but it's more of nobody's talking about it. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm not an expert. I think I might be, but I nobody's telling me this directly from the state or anything like that. It's just me looking at all of these different factors.
The data. And the facts.
Right. And everything's being ran on computer programs. Everything's being ran on algorithms and this predictive stuff.
Hey, we're going to take another break. We'll be back with Patrick and Jill Gorman, KCNR Radio.
With rock and roll, 3,000 guitars, they see you. Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit StillwaterPowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Black Diamond by J.C. Newman. This exquisite tasting cigar offers 5-year aged tobaccos not found in any other cigar in the world. Made in the Dominican Republic to the highest standards of the Fuente family farms, mature notes of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate prevail. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Kick the season off right and join us Mondays through December 29th for our Monday Night Football in Overtime, where you can enjoy delicious stadium snacks and buckets of beer while you watch your favorite football team on the big screen. Check-ins start at 4 p.m. Don't forget to play your favorite slot machine to earn a t-shirt and a shot glass. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. Welcome back to KCNR Radio. Carl and Linda Bott Show, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. It's been a great week. Let me go over. This portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor is offering a fishing special for the month of October, 15% off your houseboat rental. And if you mention this ad on KCNR, you'll receive an additional 10% off. Renting houseboats is open from now until the end of October. And hey, the weather is super nice, as you guys know still. Yes. So get your last bit of summer in. Let summer go all the way into fall. Forget fall. Keep on going. So we're back with Patrick and Jill Gorman. Thank you guys for being here. Patrick, I have to ask, and Jill too. So what drives you both? Because there's a lot of passion and energy, and I know it's not for the money. So what is driving you, and why are you so passionate about this?
Yesterday I had a deposition with a client who actually he's an old friend too, and he was at work and had a severe impact to his face. It was a vice of some sort, came unwound, smacked him right in the face.
Oh,
and he has all kinds of nerve issues in his face, smell issues, taste issues. He actually ate bad food and got food poisoning because he can't smell or taste, right? So we're going through the deposition and everything, and we got it to a point where his case is settling. He's keeping his job. He's keeping his medical insurance. And he's been going through this brain, these brain injury classes down out of Emeryville. And he says to me, are you the one who got me to those classes? And I said, yeah. And I love this guy. I used to drink beers with him all the time and stuff. And he said, I just want to thank you. Like, you know, that changed my life, right? I mean, it did. It truly changed his life. And, you know, being in a position where you have the privilege, and it's a privilege, it's not just the responsibility, it's a privilege, where you somehow, you know, God or whoever puts you in the place where you interact with thousands of people and you're in a place where you can just cause so much, cause or help or facilitate so much positive change in their life when they're at the worst part of their life as an adult usually. And you just see them on the other side, and it's humbling. It's very emotional. But that right there, it's the most rewarding job I've ever had.
Yeah.
Jill, what about you?
Well, I mean, I don't do that, but I get to watch it and partially take responsibility because I do his laundry. So
she does more than the laundry. She's involved.
Yeah. It's like a high to make somebody, you know, feel better, to do something nice, just like you buy somebody coffee from behind you, and you just get that, like,
you bring the sense of normalcy back to a chaotic and uncertain time.
Control in an uncontrolled life, and it's like you're part of this person's story forever.
Patrick, you guys have a large team. I saw the website. You have a whole team. So tell me about your team that people get to work with.
Oh, I love the girls. You know, a lot of them work, you know, remote now and things like that because, you know, getting the right folks is the hardest part of running any business, right? And loyalty goes both ways, right? So these girls are amazing. Most of them are bilingual. Most of them speak Spanish and English. But, yeah, they're just, Maya answers the phones for the most part. She's almost always the one.
He means Mariela.
Mariela, I call her Mai. I mean, that girl, people call when they are freaking out, and they just unload on her. She, you know, and she's there, folks. You know, and then Sarah, you know, my daughter-in-law, she's there, and she does a lot of the paperwork and filing things and getting medical records and stuff, but she also is interacts with clients a lot. And then we've got two events, both of them, you know, just amazing in each way. One of them, you know, she's in charge of, we get so much mail every day. She's able to, like, sort through it and push it into our digital systems. I'm like, she could just sit there and click away and just label things all day long. And I don't know how anybody could do that without losing their mind.
But she does a lot of other things too.
She does other things too. Yeah. It's just, you know, all of the girls are just so excellent.
And Ashley.
And Ashley's there. And, you know, Ashley has, you know, she has, she's a full-time mom and a part-time, you know, Gorman law, you know, assistant. And, you know, but I mean, Ashley's got like, she's like a degree in what, physics or something like that.
I
mean,
I don't know. She's like some kind of a genius.
She's like a rocket scientist or something like that. and then one of our events. I mean, she's been doing this for years. She started actually working for a firm down in Southern California and then moved up here. She's really good at understanding the law and explaining it to injured workers in a language they understand. I mean, I try, but I'm not the best at it, right? Because I am a lawyer, and I, you know, unfortunately, like, I've been brainwashed, you know, and I talk like one. It doesn't always make sense to normal people, but she's really good at that.
Well, you got to walk me through. So you have a great staff. We're talking about going to local attorneys. If I am injured, so let's walk me through it. If I'm injured, what are my next steps? What do I do, and how do I do this?
So if you're interested in work, the first thing you should do is, if you need medical treatment, is you need to ask your employer for a claim form. Okay. Sometimes employers maybe aren't being honest with their insurance carrier about how much they're paying their people. Maybe they're hiding money from the insurance company to save money.
Usually they're not.
But maybe.
But if they are, they usually will not provide you with a claim form.
Okay.
If they don't, yeah, then that's kind of
so you need a claim form.
Claim forms, number
you
one.
You need to demand one. Number two, you go to the doctor. And the system works best if your employer does the right thing, gets you to the doctor, gets you treatment quickly, and gets you back to work.
Okay.
No attorneys. But if you're, you know, getting in and we're a couple months in, or your injury is catastrophic, you're in the ICU or something like that, or your loved one is, then yeah, you would reach out to a local workers' compensation attorney. And by local, I mean north of Sacramento. You would reach out to a local workers' compensation attorney. Probably a few, and you would set up times to talk to the attorney, the actual attorney themselves, and you would talk to them. You should not feel like you're buying a car. Nothing's going to happen overnight by hiring a lawyer. If you hire a lawyer, there's very rare instances where, like, let's say you're far down in the process and you're about to go to a doctor that you don't know anything about and this and that. Yeah, maybe you need an attorney immediately, but usually, I mean, it can wait at least a few days, right? You need to digest things. You need to find the right attorney for you. But, yeah, you make an appointment. If you leave a message, let them call you back. But you, rushing in and going with the first person that answers the phone and tells you everything you want to hear, that's not the best sign. It doesn't mean that in every single instance that that's a bad thing, but those are red flags. So you would go that route. And then you would formulate a plan of action, a litigation plan based on your unique needs, your unique situation, your unique case, and you would go forward, but it moves very slow. You know, it's going to probably be a couple months before you even hear anything or receive anything, you know, from your attorney. There's not a lot of communication. Most of workers' comp is medical treatment. So, the injured workers are going through the medical side. They may not talk to me for a couple months. That means everything's under control. That's good. You don't want to hear from your attorney every week. That means some things are out of control.
Ooh. Hey, so what if I'm an injured worker? Because I feel like this happens all the time. And I don't tell anybody. And now I'm just like, I'm either stubborn or I'm prideful, or I'm not, like, or I'm thinking this isn't going to go anywhere in the first place. And now
there's a stigma with workers' comp, of course. And up here, it's even more so. People are proud. They work. They don't milk the system. But I want to tell you, I mean, I worked on the other side for most of my career. I can count on less than 10 fingers how many times I've worked on a case where it was a fake case, right? Up here, I don't, maybe one. I don't even know if there was one since I moved up here in 2014. I mean, I worked on the other side up here since 2014 for most of the time. I started working for the injured workers just 4 years ago. So, the people that talk the most smack about people filing workers' compensation cases are usually the first ones to file one if they're hurt, or it affects their bonuses. You know, your wife, your kids, your parents, your siblings, they're the ones who deal with the fallout if you don't take care of yourself. But most people, they get hurt. You don't have to file a claim that day. Most people want to see if they get better. That's fine. Nothing starts running until you say, hey, I have an injury and I need a claim form. And they give you the claim form. Now, if you wait until you get fired and then you say you were injured, odds are that's going to be denied and you're going to have a hard time proving that you had an injury.
But
right?
It's possible to prove it.
It's possible, but I mean, the longer you wait, I mean, it's like at some point, it's like, why are you really filing the injury? Are you filing the injury because you need compensation? Or are you filing the injury because things went bad with your boss? A lot of people work hurt until things go sour with their employer.
Some employers fire you if they know you're hurt.
A lot of Whoa. I mean, I see a disproportionate amount of that, but yeah, a lot of employers will string somebody along, right? Hey, yeah, don't worry, until they get them past a year. They'll string them along for a year, and then they'll fire them, and they think that they have no recourse. That's not true. But if you're not getting treatment because you're working through it for a few weeks, that's not a problem. You know, just try to get better, obviously. A lot of people do get better. You know, workers' compensation is based on disability, and disability is based on when there's an impact to your ability to work. Right, so if you get a scratch on your finger, don't go demanding a claim form. you know.
But if you lose a finger...
Yeah, that's
if you lose a finger, that's a problem. If people lose limbs, they fly them back to San Francisco to CPMC. They can reattach it. You know,
yeah,
report it. Don't not report it.
And sorry, listeners, for yelling. I mean, you were
don't put it in a bowl of chili. Yes. That's all I'm saying.
Bowl of ice.
Don't sell it on Craigslist.
A spare finger, pick up and red light.
Right.
Yeah. That's fun. Hey, we're gonna take our break at KCNR Radio 96.5 FM 1460 AM, and we'll be back with the last 10 minutes of our show.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This fall, join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our exciting $60,000 Wicked Winning Swipe to Win draw. Weekly drawings every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. through October 30th. Offering you the chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. And don't forget about our final drawing October 30th, where you could win up to $2,500 in cash prizes. For all details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Orman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrest. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heat and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Yay! All right. Hey, welcome back. This is our last 10 minutes of the show. Casey and our listeners, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This has been the Carl and Linda Bott Show, brought to you by Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading. It's been a fabulous week, Tuesday through Friday. To the listeners, I'm thank you. Thank you for tuning in. And it's always a pleasure to fill in for Carl and Linda Bott. And thank you, Carl and Linda, for trusting me with your show. I mean, you have a great staff. Both sound engineers always make sure that the show runs smoothly, on time, on schedule. And to the listeners that call on in or are interested and have questions, thank you for doing that. So we're here with Patrick and Jill Gorman for the Gorman Hour. Thank you guys for being here.
Absolutely. It's always fun.
Thank you.
Listening to all these songs from like the early 90s and the 80s and stuff, let's bring back old school karate and make it cool again, right? Remember how cool, karate, just basic karate.
Dude, Cobra Kai. Did you watch Cobra Kai?
I did actually watch Cobra Kai. That was awesome. It was awesome.
They finished this year. I haven't watched the last season yet. Patrick, you are William Zabka.
Is he the bad guy?
No, he's not the bad guy.
He's redeemed.
Yeah.
No,
he's the lead. Hero. Yeah,
he's the lead.
Hero.
He's the one that,
I need the headband.
Ralph Macchio, that's my coworker. Ralph Macchio beat in the Karate Kid. So, did you watch Cobra Kai, Jill?
No.
I know, this has nothing to do with law, and the show's been out for a while. Okay, so, Karate Kid. You know, they ended it with Daniel LaRusso being the Karate Kid. He's amazing. He beat William Zabka. But basically, William Zabka loses. His life kind of goes on a spiral, and Cobra Kai is created to show how did this guy who lost this 1980s karate championship and was the most popular kid become a loser as an adult and redeem himself and become a better father, a better figure, and then with his coach, the awful coach. What was his name?
Oh, God. The Green Beret guy.
Yes.
You know what the most real thing about that was is like there, so they show in the show like the other side of the story from his perspective, right? From William Zabka's perspective, and it's like you just look at it, you're like, oh my God, like your mind is blown. You're like, this guy wasn't just some like evil person, right? And it's like it just you never know what somebody's going through.
Yeah,
you just never know.
So true, and you are cool like William Zabka. I mean, you're
cool.
Yes,
so you heard like, that, Rachel.
40 years later. We get to see the other side, and like the whole country now understands that there are two sides to every situation.
Uh-huh.
Oh gosh, I mean, yay. It blew my mind. I am, try to short story, but this one, when I was a clerk at a law firm, right before I went to law school, some guy would call and he would flip out and yell, and I was telling him, "Oh, this attorney's such a jerk," and they told me to Google him. And I Googled him, and I come to find out, like, his children were in, you know, at like a party outside of a college, and somebody was wigged out on drugs, ran into the crowd, killed one of his children, stabbed the other one, made him paraplegic, and his wife left him. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God. You know, I'd probably be more of an unsufferable person than even him. Like, I mean, I can understand.
Mm-hmm. He could be in a bad mood after
that. You just
that.
Never know what somebody's really going through. So when somebody's, like, yelling at you or doing the wrong thing, it's like, it doesn't mean it's okay, but when you understand, like, if you could just sit back for a second and say, you know, somebody's going through something probably, like, it seems less evil or personal a lot of times. Sometimes it is, but most of the time, like, people aren't at their best.
This is a great transition. Mm-hmm. This has been I was about to say a bad word. This has been an awful week for the news. A lot of, and everybody's watched it, and I don't even need to go into it.
Yeah.
Well, and a weird political turmoil time. What are your guys' thoughts? What's the best way that we can come together as a community, as Americans? What are your thoughts that you're seeing?
My thing on Charlie is if you look at what the true message is always a bit is, we should all be able to sit here and disagree with one another and still care for one another. I've always said we probably agree on 90% of everything as a nation, as a society. There's 10% that we don't agree on, and that's the only thing that people talk about. This being pushed out there, there's profit in negative, you know, news. There's profit in turmoil, right? That's what people engage with. They don't watch the news to see everything's okay, right? So his message is always, hey, we should be able to have a discussion. We should be able to disagree. And we should be able to still care for one another at the end of the day and love one another. And the second we don't do that, all that's left is violence. And, you know, this is not everybody, right? So, you know, one person should not be able to influence the actions of millions. I watched a video of his daughter running up to him after a show one time and, you know, hugging him and it brought me to tears. But that's who we're talking about. These are lives. These are people. And celebrating it or calling for, you know, for retaliatory, you know, you don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
You're just saying it emotionally. You don't really understand what that means. I mean, I was in the infantry, man. Look, you don't understand what true violence is. And it's never a good thing. And nobody should ever be cheering it on or calling for it. And if they are, they don't know what they're talking about. This kid who did this, he probably had no idea what he was talking about either. Mm-hmm. You know, back off. Like, this isn't the real world. This isn't reality. You know, this is just driven by algorithms on social media.
Mm-hmm. Love your neighbors. Love one another. This is a weird time.
It is a very weird time. And it's like, people have to, I don't know, everybody's going to have their own journey because of it. It's just, these things that just keep happening. The day before 9/11, no doubt, right? I mean, these things change our lives forever. Mm-hmm. They do. 9/11 did. This has a lot of things do, and this man was a father and a husband, and nobody deserves to be murdered like that.
No, and this is where I got from the show this week, because you know you do a radio show and there's actual news going on, but I'm so honored to have been able to interview individuals and community organizations that bring us together, strengthen our community and say that life goes on, and here's how we come on.
No matter, yeah. You can look at these big national political issues. We're just a drop in the bucket. But as a community, the folks around us, our neighbors and people that live in our communities, those are people we can really, really impact the lives of. And that's what we should focus on.
Mm-hmm. And you guys do that through law. You're protecting people that are in actual chaotic times that are affecting themselves.
Yeah.
And you guys do that, and you show up, and you're passionate about it. Araceli, who is here, she uplifts the Hispanic and Mexican-American community, doing a lot of events. Yesterday we had Reading Roots Revival, the music festival that's taking place at the end of September, a three-day music festival. And they're bringing live music and showing how music brings us together. Beer and Wine Festival is next Saturday, September 20th. I mean, that's a great community event.
More of that, less social media.
Disconnect from the Facebook. Actually, go meet your neighbors.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of the Facebook comments. Get away from it. Go talk to your friends. Go talk to your neighbors.
Live a real life, yeah.
And it goes beyond that, because Facebook is just, you're just spiraling down.
Yeah.
So I know.
I agree.
And so there's too many good things, too close of a neighborhood. We're all here in this together, and I'll get off the soapbox now, and that's my last few minutes. But to our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to KCNR Radio and listening to my week as somebody who fills in for Carl and Linda. I think I'm coming back in November when they're off to another rodeo festival. And Patrick and Jill, thank you guys for being guests.
Absolutely.
I always love
thank
it.
Thank you. Yeah.
Hey, you too, David. Thank you.
Great job, Blake.
David Mikey, you're the man. I loved interviewing you for the first 15 minutes. it's National Day of Encouragement. You guys
is
know that?
It really?
Okay. Okay.
So you guys do great work and take care of your clients.
We think that you're an excellent show host.
Yeah.
Thank
we
you.
Always enjoy
and
it.
Person outside of that.
Oh, thank you, guys. All right. If you want more information for what's going on in downtown, go look at Enjoy Magazine or go to Viva Downtown Reading's Facebook or website. Otherwise, stay safe. Here's the news. KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
And the Statue of Liberty's done, it's shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.